Welcome, everyone, to the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. So glad to be a part of your day here. The next few minutes, we're going to share some good stuff. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska, Valentine, and the Heart City. The Bull Bash coming up. If you don't know what that's all about, go to bullbash.net. Bulls on Main Street coming up in February. And, of course, Valentine's Day. Join us for Valentine's Day and a nice fishing trip or so. That's all available for information at visitvalentine.org.
And you know what? Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. They're what ranchers read, and there's a reason. They have it all when it comes to ag-related topics. You need to check them out. They have the magazine that they mail out every week. You need to have that. And then on very current things, you can check online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates. Most importantly, that's where you subscribe, tsln.com.
My friend is a rather old-fashioned lady, always quite delicate and elegant, especially in language. She and her husband were planning a week's vacation in Florida, so she wrote to a particular campground and asked for a reservation. She wanted to make sure the campground was fully equipped, but didn't know how to ask about the toilet facilities. She couldn't bring herself to write the word toilet in her letter. After much deliberation, she finally came up with the old-fashioned term bathroom commode. But when she wrote that down, she still thought that she was being a little too forward, so she started all over again, rewrote the entire letter, and referred to the bathroom commode merely as BC. Does the campground have its own BC? Is what she actually wrote. Well, the campground owner wasn't old-fashioned at all, and when he got the letter, he just couldn't figure out what the woman was talking about. That BC business really stumped him. After worrying about it for a while, he showed the letter to several campers. They couldn't imagine what the lady meant either, so the campground owner finally came to the conclusion that the lady must be asking about location of the local Baptist church. Sat down and wrote the following reply. Dear Madam, I regret very much the delay in answering your letter, but I now take the pleasure in informing you that a BC is located 9 miles north of the campground and is capable of seating 250 people at one time. It is located in a beautiful pine grove and is opened only on Sundays and Wednesdays. I admit that it's quite a distance away if you're in the habit of going regularly, but no doubt you will be pleased to know that a great number of people take their lunches along and make a day of it. They usually arrive early and stay late. My daughter met her husband in the BC. The last time my wife and I went was 6 years ago, and it was so crowded that we had to stand up the whole time that we were there. Sometimes it's so crowded there are five to a seat. It may interest you to know that right now there's a supper planned to raise money to buy more seats. They're going to hold it in the basement of the BC. I would like to say that it pains me very much not to be able to go more regularly, but is surely not due to a lack of desire on my part. As we grow older, it seems to be more of an effort, particularly in the cold weather. If you decide to come down to our campground, perhaps I could go with you for the first time you go, sit with you, and introduce you to all of the older folks. We will be sure to have a seat up front where you can be seen by everyone. Remember, we are a friendly community. Sincerely, yours, the campground host.
Please tell me that's the Baptist Church.
Well,
please, oh, please, oh, please. Here's a cute little story. Two little children are in the hospital lying on stretchers next to each other outside of the operating room. The first little kid leans over and asks, "What are you in here for?" The second kid says, "I'm in here to get my tonsils out, and I'm a little nervous." The first kid says, "You've got nothing to worry about. I had that done when I was 4. They put you to sleep, and when you wake up, they give you lots of Jell-O and ice cream. It's a breeze." The second kid then asks, "What are you here for?" And the little boy says, "A circumcision." "Whoa," the second kid replies, "good luck, buddy. I had that done when I was born. I couldn't walk for a year."
Perspective again. We like to offer perspective here on the Good Stuff program.
Suzanne Schultz of Valentine sent me some of these. These are days that are now celebrated. For example, there's an Elevate Your Life Day.
Oh, good.
Yeah, No Beard Day. There's Gaudy Day and Dictionary Day, which I think is becoming more important. How many people know what a dictionary is anymore these days?
Everybody Googles stuff anymore, it seems like.
I know.
Well, we'll save some of those from Suzanne for a future edition of The Good Stuff.